Most of the psychedelics driving the modern research renaissance are tryptamines, psilocybin, DMT, LSD's lysergamide core. 2CB belongs to the other great psychedelic family, the phenethylamines, the same structural lineage as mescaline. It was first synthesized in 1974 by Alexander Shulgin, the Berkeley chemist who spent decades systematically creating and self-testing psychoactive compounds, and it sits deliberately between the empathogen MDMA and the classic psychedelic LSD. To understand it, you have to hold its chemistry, its unusually steep dose response, and its contaminated supply chain together at once. This article is education, not medical advice. The molecule Shulgin was proudest of. 2CB opened the 2C series, a set of 2,5-dimethoxyphenethylamines, 2CB, 2CI, 2CE, 2CT2, and dozens more, named for the two carbons between the benzene ring and the amine nitrogen. In his 1991 book, Pick All, Phenethylamines I Have Known and Loved, written with Ann Shulgin, he listed 2CB among his magical half-dozen and called it one of his favorites. His wife recalled that he nicknamed it the Great Teacher. What makes 2CB scientifically interesting is precisely what its users describe. It seems to occupy the territory between MDMA and LSD without being fully either. That in-between quality is not marketing folklore. It maps onto a real and somewhat unusual pharmacology and onto a dose response curve steep enough that Shulgin himself issued explicit warnings about it. Structurally, 2CB is a simple bromination away from the mescaline lineage, and it is the parent scaffold from which the far more dangerous N-BOM compounds were later derived. A fact that turns out to matter enormously for its safety story. A brief, strange commercial history. Before it was controlled, 2CB had a short life as a legal product. In the 1980s and early 1990s, it was manufactured and sold, including by the German firm Dritwell under the trade name Aerox, and in Dutch smart shops as Nexus, and marketed, dubiously, as an aphrodisiac claimed to help with libido and sexual function. Other street and brand names accumulated: Performax, Venus, Bromo, Toonies, Spectrum. A small number of psychotherapists had also explored it in the 1970s as an adjunct to therapy, sometimes as a gentler follow-up to MDMA. Its rise as a recreational drug is inseparable from MDMA's fall. After MDMA was placed in U.S. Schedule 1 in 1985, 2CB was taken up as a legal replacement on the club and rave scene, which is exactly what drew regulatory attention. The DEA emergency scheduled it in 1994, and it was placed permanently in Schedule 1, effective June 5, 1995. Notably, the compound abandoned by 1970s therapists was reportedly set aside not for danger but for practical reasons, significant gastrointestinal effects, and in their view, a lack of MDMA-like empathogenic push. Mechanism, serotonergic, and more contested than the textbooks suggest. If you had to name a single mechanistic family, it would be the serotonin 5-HT2 receptors. 2CB binds the 5-HT2A receptor, the target shared by essentially all classic serotonergic psychedelics, the 5-HT2C receptor, and with lower affinity, the 5-HT2B receptor. 5-HT2A engagement is the presumed engine of its perceptual and psychedelic effects. 5-HT2C activity plausibly shapes mood and appetite dimensions. But the popular shorthand, 2CB, is a 5-HT2A partial agonist, hides a genuine scientific disagreement worth stating plainly. Early functional studies described 2CB as a low-efficacy partial agonist, and in at least one influential Xenopus oocyte study, it behaved as a 5-HT2A antagonist, blocking serotonin's effect rather than mimicking it. More recent binding and functional work has consistently reported higher efficacy. In one dataset near full agonism at 5-HT2A, 5-HT2B, and 5-HT2C. The discrepancy likely reflects differences in cell systems, assays, and readouts rather than a settled biological fact. Flag: the precise intrinsic efficacy of 2CB at 5-HT2A is not resolved. What can be said carefully is that its activity appears lower or more variable than that of full agonists like psilocin and LSD. A plausible partial explanation for why users describe it as more clear-headed, less ego-threatening, and more visual than cognitive than the classic tryptamines. Beyond the five HT2 receptors, 2CB touches the broader monoamine system at much weaker potency. It interacts with the serotonin transporter, with inhibitory potency in the same rough range as MDMA in some assays, though at concentrations whose real-world relevance is uncertain, and has far weaker activity at the norepinephrine and dopamine transporters. Intriguingly, the 2026 imaging work found that what most distinguished 2CB's brain signature from psilocybin's tracked the dopamine transporter, a hint that its secondary pharmacology beyond 5-HT2A may actively shape the experience. As with any psychoactive drug, the honest summary is that one receptor leads but the felt effect is a chord. The steep, biphasic dose response. 2CB's single most distinctive pharmacological feature is the shape of its dose response curve. Shulgin repeatedly warned that it is unusually steep. Over roughly the 12-24 mi oral range, every 2 mg increment can result in a profound increase or change in effects. The character of the experience shifts with dose, not just its intensity. Lower doses, commonly cited around 5-15 mg, lean toward MDMA-like stimulation, warmth, sociability, and heightened tactile, visual, and sexual sensation with minimal hallucination. Higher doses, roughly 15-30 mg, bring the LSD-like end forward, geometric visuals, color enhancement, closed-eye imagery, time dilation, and altered consciousness. Higher doses are described as producing more intense, but not necessarily longer effects. This biphasic profile is why 2CB is so often called a candy flip in a single molecule or a blend of MDMA and LSD. A controlled dose-ranging study captured the pattern quantitatively. On a subjective visual analog scale, peak any drug effect ratings rose from roughly 27 at 10 mg to 56 at 20 mg to 72 at 30 mg, while bad drug effects stayed minimal at low doses and climbed at higher ones, the same broad shape seen with LSD and psilocybin. Threshold effects appear around 4 mg. The practical consequence of a steep curve is obvious and important. A small error in an already small dose can produce a disproportionately large change in experience. Pharmacokinetics: oral, insufflated, and fast cleared. 2CB is active orally and, less commonly, by insufflation. Orally, onset is roughly 0.5 or 1.2 hours, effects peak around 2.5 hours on average, and the total experience lasts about 4 to 6 hours. Reported ranges span 2 to 8 hours, generally shorter than psilocybin. Insufflated doses are roughly 1/3 of oral doses, onset is faster, and the peak more intense, and the experience is compressed. The nasal route is also widely reported as painful. Its measured elimination half-life is short, on the order of 1-2.5 hours, consistent with a relatively contained duration. Metabolically, 2CB is handled mainly by monoamine oxidase, both MAOA and MAOB, via deamination, with the cytochrome P450 system, including CYP2D6, playing a secondary role. Recent human plasma work suggests CYP2D6 can degrade it rapidly. Most of the psychedelics driving the modern research renaissance are tryptamines, psilocybin, DMT, LSD's lysergamide core. 2CB belongs to the other great psychedelic family, the phenethylamines, the same structural lineage as mescaline. It was first synthesized in 1974 by Alexander Shulgin, the Berkeley chemist who spent decades systematically creating and self-testing psychoactive compounds. And it sits deliberately between the empathogen MDMA and the classic psychedelic LSD. To understand it, you have to hold its chemistry, its unusually steep dose response, and its contaminated supply chain together at once. This article is education, not medical advice. The molecule Shulgin was proudest of. 2CB opened the 2C series, a set of 2,5-dimethoxyphenethylamines, 2CB, 2CI, 2CE, 2CT2, and dozens more, named for the two carbons between the benzene ring and the amine nitrogen. In his 1991 book, Pick All, phenethylamines I have known and loved, written with Anne Shulgin, he listed 2CB among his magical half dozen and called it one of his favorites. His wife recalled that he nicknamed it the Great Teacher. What makes 2CB scientifically interesting is precisely what its users describe. It seems to occupy the territory between MDMA and LSD without being fully either. That in-between quality is not marketing folklore. It maps onto a real and somewhat unusual pharmacology and onto a dose-response curve steep enough that Shulgin himself issued explicit warnings about it. Structurally, 2CB is a simple bromination away from the mescaline lineage, and it is the parent scaffold from which the far more dangerous N-BiOM compounds were later derived, a fact that turns out to matter enormously for its safety story. A brief, strange commercial history. Before it was controlled, 2CB had a short life as a legal product. In the 1980s and early 1990s, it was manufactured and sold, including by the German firm Drittawelle under the trade name Aerox, and in Dutch smart shops as Nexus, and marketed, dubiously, as an aphrodisiac claimed to help with libido and sexual function. Other street and brand names accumulated: Performax, Venus, Bromo, Toonies, Spectrum. A small number of psychotherapists had also explored it in the 1970s as an adjunct to therapy, sometimes as a gentler follow-up to MDMA. Its rise as a recreational drug is inseparable from MDMA's fall. After MDMA was placed in U.S. Schedule 1 in 1985, 2CB was taken up as a legal replacement on the club and rave scene, which is exactly what drew regulatory attention. The DEA emergency scheduled it in 1994, and it was placed permanently in Schedule 1 effective June 5, 1995. Notably, the compound abandoned by 1970s therapists was reportedly set aside not for danger but for practical reasons. Significant gastrointestinal effects, and in their view, a lack of MDMA-like empathogenic push. Mechanism: serotonergic, and more contested than the textbooks suggest. If you had to name a single mechanistic family, it would be the serotonin 5-HT2 receptors. 2CB binds the 5-HT2A receptor, the target shared by essentially all classic serotonergic psychedelics, the 5-HT2C receptor, and, with lower affinity, the 5-HT2B receptor. 5-HT2A engagement is the presumed engine of its perceptual and psychedelic effects. 5-HT2C activity plausibly shapes mood and appetite dimensions. But the popular shorthand, 2CB, is a 5-HT2A partial agonist, hides a genuine scientific disagreement worth stating plainly. Early functional studies described 2CB as a low-efficacy partial agonist, and in at least one influential Xenopus oocyte study, it behaved as a 5-HT2A antagonist, blocking serotonin's effect rather than mimicking it. More recent binding and functional work has consistently reported higher efficacy. In one dataset, near full agonism at 5-HT2A, 5-HT2B, and 5-HT2C. The discrepancy likely reflects differences in cell systems, assays, and readouts rather than a settled biological fact. Flag: the precise intrinsic efficacy of 2CB at 5-HT2A is not resolved. What can be said carefully is that its activity appears lower or more variable than that of full agonists like psilocin and LSD. A plausible partial explanation for why users describe it as more clear-headed, less ego-threatening, and more visual than cognitive than the classic tryptamines. Beyond the 5-HT2 receptors, 2CB touches the broader monoamine system at much weaker potency. It interacts with the serotonin transporter. With inhibitory potency in the same rough range as MDMA in some assays, though at concentrations whose real-world relevance is uncertain, and has far weaker activity at the norepinephrine and dopamine transporters. Intriguingly, the 2026 imaging work found that what most distinguished 2CB's brain signature from psilocybin's tracked the dopamine transporter, a hint that its secondary pharmacology beyond 5-HT2A may actively shape the experience. As with any psychoactive drug, the honest summary is that one receptor leads, but the felt effect is a chord. The steep biphasic dose response. 2CB's single most distinctive pharmacological feature is the shape of its dose response curve. Shulgin repeatedly warned that it is unusually steep. Over roughly the 12-24 milligrams oral range, every 2 mL increment can result in a profound increase or change in effects. The character of the experience shifts with dose, not just its intensity. Lower doses, commonly cited around 5 to 15 mg, lean toward MDMA-like stimulation, warmth, sociability, and heightened tactile, visual, and sexual sensation with minimal hallucination. Higher doses, roughly 15-30 mg, bring the LSD-like end forward. Geometric visuals, color enhancement, closed eye imagery, time dilation, and altered consciousness. Higher doses are described as producing more intense but not necessarily longer effects. This biphasic profile is why 2CB is so often called a candy flip in a single molecule or a blend of MDMA and LSD. A controlled dose-ranging study captured the pattern quantitatively. On a subjective visual analog scale, peak any drug effect ratings rose from roughly 27 at 10 mg to 56 at 20 mg to 72 at 30 mg, while bad drug effects stayed minimal at low doses and climbed at higher ones. The same broad shape seen with LSD and psilocybin. Threshold effects appear around 4 mL. The practical consequence of a steep curve is obvious and important. A small error in an already small dose can produce a disproportionately large change in experience. Pharmacokinetics: oral, insufflated, and fast cleared. 2CB is active orally and, less commonly, by insufflation. Orally, onset is roughly 0.5 to 1.2 hours, effects peak around 2.5 hours on average, and the total experience lasts about 4 to 6 hours, reported ranges span 2 to 8 hours, generally shorter than psilocybin. Insufflated, doses are roughly one-third of oral doses, onset is faster, and the peak more intense, and the experience is compressed. The nasal route is also widely reported as painful. Its measured elimination half-life is short, on the order of 1 to 2.5 hours, consistent with the relatively contained duration. Metabolically, 2CB is handled mainly by monoamine oxidase, both MAOA and MAOB via deamination, with the cytochrome P450 system, including CYP2D6, playing a secondary role. Recent human plasma work suggests CYP2D6 can degrade it rapidly,